Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. I'm chilling, 6:29. That is June 29th, Wednesday. Things are going a little crazy in the world, so I just wanted to talk to you folks. And my question for the day is, what do mixed martial arts fans have to say now? And I'll tell you what I mean by that. In the early days, they were convinced that the UFC and mixed martial arts training had disproved the value of traditional techniques. Now, I've destroyed that logic literally hundreds of times in blogs, chat rooms, conversations, the whole nine yards. Because for everybody who says traditional martial arts don't work, I ask them, what striking art does not have a front kick, a side kick, a roundhouse kick, and a spinning back kick? Which art does not have closed fist punches or palms to the ear? How many grappling arts do not have foot sweeps, takedowns, mount positions, and submission holds? What you're talking about is basically MMA disproving the unrealistic tactics of McDojos. That's it. If a person's been playing t-ball, of course they're going to have a hard time hitting a live ball. If a person's been hitting a softball, of course they're going to have a hard time hitting a standard regulation baseball. This is not a shock. This is not science. This is just common sense. But in the old days, people built the popularity of MMA on the premise that traditional martial arts didn't work, and that quote-unquote, spinning shit doesn't work. And I knew it was foolish, and I knew it wasn't true. But the world of MMA and MMA fans believed that to be true for the longest time. Now, fast forward to the time where Shoni Carter knocked out Matt Serra at the spinning back fist. Let's go back to when David Loazo threw a jump spinning back kick and collapsed. I want to say his name was Andrew McCarthy, but that sounds like the actor. It was Chainsaw. Andrew Chainsaw something, and he told Joe Rogan that, of course, he could do that kick. He has a black belt in Taekwondo. It was not his Muay Thai that Joe Rogan was trying to give all the credit to. Dave Loazo said, I'm a black belt in Taekwondo. Now that we see spinning back kicks and spinning back elbows and all of these things that come from traditional martial arts, and I mean Taekwondo, Karate, Kung Fu, all of these things, I want to know, for all you MMA fans out there, what are the excuses? The techniques are the same. So tell me what it is now that all of a sudden makes these techniques effective when they weren't previously. I would love to know. I mean, Zhang Weili just starched Joanna Jędrzejczyk, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, with a spinning elbow. Starched her, a multiple-time world champion and a UFC champion as well, with a traditional spinning elbow. So I want to know, what's changed in the past 30 years since the UFC has gotten popular that all of a sudden these non-traditional techniques that didn't work before are now working? I want to know. I want to hear your answer. You can check me out at thomasmartialarts.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok under Thomas Martial Arts. And I'd love to hear your opinion. Most important thing, of course, is please be kind to yourselves and each other. I'll speak to you soon.